flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna arto jigyasu arthati jnani cha bharata varshabha. This verse number 16 from chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita describes four types of devotees. The first is Arth, the one who is distressed, the one who is in pain, the one who is suffering. They do not remember the Lord otherwise, but when they suffer, they turn towards God. But God says, at least in pain they remember me, so they are my devotees. The second group of devotees is Artharthi. They are those who are desirous of worldly things, material things. They want wealth, they want wife, they want sons, they want position, they want name, they want fame. And they keep on asking God only for such things. They don't have real love, and yet God says, no matter how selfish their love is, they turn to me, and that's why they are my devotees. The third group of devotees is Jigyasu. They have eternal inquisitiveness. They want to know, they want to understand. There is curiosity in them to understand everything. What is this? What is that? Atato brahma jitnyasa. Atato bhakti jitnyasa. What is bhakti? What is God? What is scripture? What is Gita? What is truth? What is esoteric? What is the enigma? What is the mystery? What are the divine powers? What are siddhis? What are those transcendental stages? Why the whole world is mad? After the divine, what is divine? What is that pleasure which has nothing to do with senses? What is sannyas? What is bhakti? What is God? What is religion? So they are filled with questions and they are seekers. They want to search. Their quest is unquenched. They are searching. These are the third type of devotees, Jigyasu, Arthi, Artharthi, Jigyasu, and the fourth, Jnani. They are the real devotees. They have understood the world is unreal and God alone is real. They have understood that the real happiness comes from God. No matter what you try in this world, no human being can ever make you happy. This desire to seek worldly happiness is a quagmire, a trap, an illusion, willow the whips. You feel the water is there, but the moment you approach, it's not there. It is the oasis. It is a delusion. So also, this world, the whole world, you feel there is happiness, you rush, you try, you make efforts. But when you reach and when you get it, you find it's not there. It is so transitory. Everything is so ephemeral. You understand? The Lord is the only source of eternal joy. He is the only fountainhead of all the happiness. He is the beginning, the middle, and the end. He is the light of the world. He is everything. The Alpha and Omega of this world. Any attempt to move away from Him brings nothing but sorrow. So in today's Murli, Baba said, there are a variety of children. There are some who sing the song, Wah, 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 Wah. They are glorifying the Father. They are happy. The joy, the dance, the ecstasy is within. There are second who say, Wah, Mera, Wah, Wah, Wah. It's like, He is mine. The third one, Ha, Wah, Wah, Ha. So these three categories are categories of joy. Abundant joy. The fourth category is the category where there is the same statement, but it is arising out of obligation, of duty, of force. It's not coming from the heart. So these are the four categories, and there are two more categories. The first category where they sing the songs of Baba's praise, but everything is coming from mouth. And the other category, where the heart is singing. The heart has become a musical instrument. It is singing all the time. The music of divine love. It is the soundless sound. The speechless speech. And they enjoy that song. It's a variety drama and it's a variety family. So you have all sorts of souls. There are some who are so drunk of the divine love that they'll remain in entirely otherworldly consciousness. And there are others who are so worldly conscious, they can't see anything more than the materialistic happiness. It's said of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the 14th century saint of Eastern India. He was so drunk with divine love of Krishna that all the time he was in ecstasy, a state of rapture, lost. And once he was sitting like this, unawares, he fell down into a river. He didn't know. And then one fisherman caught him in his net. The fisherman is an ordinary person, a worldly person, earning his livelihood by catching fish and selling the fish. But this day, he saw in his net a man is caught. So he rescued that man. And in rescuing, he touched Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just by mere touch, the spiritual love got transformed. And that man became insane, maniac. He started singing the name of the Lord. He started behaving like a lunatic, a madman, chanting, singing loudly, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna on the streets. His family members were worried. And the people thought, what has happened to this man and what is this new malady, new disease? How to cure it? And they took him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gauranga said, this is the effect of the divine love. Now if you want to cure him, you need to feed him the food of some worldly person, get the rice from the priest, the temple priest. So the rice is brought from the temple priest's home. And that fisherman is given that food. And after that, he comes down to the worldly consciousness, all the divine ecstasy gone. There are all sorts of souls in this world. All variety personalities, myriads of people with their different sanskars, their different natures, idiosyncrasies. Sometimes very hard to understand. And remember, when you say that I am world benefactor, when you say I am world benefactor, remember which world you are thinking of. The same world that crucified the Christ. The same world will crucify you. When you say I am Vishwa Kalyankari, always remember which is this world. The world which is selfish. The world which will doubt your purity, which will mistrust you. A world that will cast aspersions on you, criticize you, malign you, condemn you. So, when you say I am world benefactor, keep these things in mind. It is the same world that poisoned Socrates. It is the same world that killed Sufi Saint Mansur. So the heart has to be limitless, filled with karuna, compassion, because they are ignorant. They are processed, possessed the dark shadow of Maya is upon them. So in the process of world benefaction, you will have to suffer. So don't expect praise on the path of spirituality. It is fraught with dangers. So Baba has given many elevated self-respects. He said, "You are the one whom the whole world remembers me, I remember you. Whole world sings my glory, I sing your glory." Whole world looks at me, I look at you. Whole world sings my song, I sing your song. And my song is very short. I don't have many songs. Many songs you have. I don't have music. I don't have lyrics. I don't have musician. I don't have anything. I don't have any studio. I have a single song, a very short song. And he is singing the same song from such a long time without getting bored. Wah, 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 children, wah. That is the only song he has. You surrender unto me, I surrender unto you. You are the gem, you are the stars of my eyes. If I am to tell you what I do in the subtle world, I keep on listening to your stories, and your stories are so many. Each one of you has a story. Forget that. Every day you have got so many stories. So I spend all my time in listening to your same repetitive same stories. This is a short Murli. Baba is meeting with many other short groups. We will skip that discussion here. So no matter who we are, he loves us still. With all your faults, with all your failings, with all your imperfections, with all your defects, with all your weaknesses, I love you still. The Creator is compassionate. So, when such a thing is there, our hearts should be filled with gratitude. And every heart should sing this song of Vava, of gratitude. Vah, Baba, Vah, our guiding light. In your love, our souls take flight. Beyond the limits, boundless and true, in every moment we remember you. Remembrance of Baba is not a job, is not a duty. It's lifestyle. Remembrance is lifestyle. It is not a fad, a fashion. You tried it one day and the next day you want another. His remembrance is the joy of life. His remembrance is the music of life. His remembrance is the food of the soul. His remembrance is the fragrance. His remembrance is the song of bliss. His remembrance is the melody of the soul. The sweet symphony. Vah, drama, vah, a perfect play unfolding gently day by day. Each twist and turn, a step in time, a masterpiece of the divine. This drama is the masterpiece of the divine. Every turn of this drama, every twist of this drama, in the most disturbed state of the mind, You still sing the song, wah, drama, wah. No matter what is happening. But if you can catch hold of knowledge, gyan, murli, your heart will keep on singing. Wah, my fortune, wah, I sing, blessings flow in endless spring. To be here now in this grand design, such grace and joy in this life of mine. So we keep on thinking. There are two categories of souls in this yajna. The first category, they are full of gratitude. They have thankfulness for everything. And the second category, no matter what you give them, even if you make them the head of this institution, administrative head, still they will have the same complaints. Because complaining nature is the sanskar. It has nothing to do with position privileges. You get, you achieve, you deserve, you are given. So keep singing. Wah, my fortune, wah. Wah, Brahmin family, wah, so near, bound by love, our heart sincere. In unity we rise and grow, a family that only the soul can know. Wah, confluence, age, wah, so rare, where heaven and earth meet in the air. In this sacred time, we find our way, transforming night into golden day. Wah, Murli, wah, words of bliss, each line a gift, a loving kiss. Wisdom flows like a river wide, guiding us on this spiritual ride. Wah, Brahma Bhojan, wah, pure delight. In simple meals, such divine light, nourished in body, soul and heart. In every morsel, God's sweet art. Wah, Srimat, wah, the highest path. In your steps, we escape the wrath with truth and love. You lead us through to purity ways we stay steadfast and true. Wah, Yajna, wah. The sacred flame, in your warmth we find our name. For souls to gather, hearts to heal. In this sacred fire we send the deal. Wah, Madhuban, wah. Baba said this Madhuban is what? Garden of Allah. This is the garden. Our sacred place, in your embrace we find our place, a heaven of peace, of love, of grace, where souls are free and hearts can trace. Wah, wah to all, these blessings we sing, for in each wah, the joy does ring. With Baba's love, we rise above, in wah, wah, we find true love. So, this is today's Murli, what you can do, and today's also Baba Milan. So throughout the day, sit and think, visualize that you are actually meeting God. Create that role play. God is here and you are here. If this meeting has to take place, what it would be like? You know that there is one English word, secret meeting between secret lovers. What is that word? Anyone? Secret meeting between lovers. At secret place, at secret time. There's one word for this. Anyone? There's an English word for secret meeting between lovers, lovebirds. At secret place, at secret time, where they share secret things between them, which is called sweet nothings. What is that word? Find out. That's the homework. It's a very good word. And its spelling is entirely different than the way it is pronounced. The word has got Z, but in pronunciation there is no Z. It starts with R. Okay? It starts with R. It has got Z. And that means secret meeting. Romance doesn't mean secret meeting. Romance is the part of that event. Yeah, rendezvous. But the way it is pronounced is very different. So, Garden of Allah art depiction you can do. Create this. And Baba has talked about stories. And think of yourself as a star and how in a unique way I can shine in this world. Think, churn, cogitate, meditate, contemplate, reflect, sit in meditation. and know the truth. Om Shanti.